Welcome. This is Donna Weber. My website is reclaimyourtrueemotions.com. Thank you for signing up for my email. Please enjoy my free gift to you. Let's get started. What you never knew about emotions. When people talk about emotions, what are they really talking about? We all know that emotions can cause us to feel certain ways. We feel angry, we feel happy, we feel guilty, we feel confident. When we use these words, we are labeling our feelings. Labels are important. Labels help us understand how we are feeling and how others are feeling. Being able to label emotions is an important skill and helps us communicate with others. Labels are not our emotions. We have thoughts that reflect our emotions. When we are feeling sad, we focus on sad memories and tell sad stories. When we are happy, we look for the positive in life. Thoughts and feelings are usually in alignment. Thoughts can change our emotions. If we are having a great day and we hear some upsetting news about a friend, we start feeling sad or upset. If we are sad, a friend can cheer us up with a joke or a heartwarming story. But our thoughts are not our emotions. So what are emotions? Emotions are felt in your body. Check this out for yourself. Remember something that creates a happy feeling. Where do you feel it in your body? Is it near your heart? Is it all over? Many people experience positive emotions in their heart area. Now, try a minor negative emotion. Irritation, mild sadness. Remember a time when you felt that emotion. Waiting in line, a sad movie. Now, where do you feel that emotion in your body? Negative emotions can be felt anywhere. Most of us experience emotions in our chest and trunk areas. Did the happy emotion feel different from the negative emotion? Was it in a different location in your body? Emotions are felt in our physical body. Candace Pert, who wrote The Molecules of Emotion, The Science of Mind-Body Medicine, says that our emotions are caused by chemical messengers flowing throughout our body. These chemical messengers are called neuropeptides and are created by our brain. Almost every cell in the body has neuropeptide receptors on its surface. When the molecules of emotion hook on to our cells, our entire body experiences the emotion. If we are happy, all of our cells experience happiness. Our experience of emotion is created when the molecules of emotion attach to the cells in our body. When we want to change or release an emotion, we want to include the body. What to do when nothing else works? Everyone has dreams and desires. Some people are living their dream life while others struggle. We all know people who do all the right things to be successful, yet they always fall short. What is holding these people back? Do they lack willpower? Are they just unlucky? Are they destined to fail? Or could there be a missing key to success? In each moment, we are having a thought, a behavior, and an emotion. Our thoughts are our constant companions. And when we want to motivate ourselves or make changes, we look to changing our thoughts. We try positive thinking or affirmations, and these do work, sometimes. We try changing our behaviors. We set goals. We make lists. We take action. Changing our behavior does work, sometimes. Our emotions are the hidden keys to success. Whether we are seeking more education, a successful career, a great relationship, or happiness, limiting emotions can stop us before we get started and derail our best efforts. Limiting emotions can result in fear of moving forward, lack of self-worth, feeling undeserving, low self-esteem, not feeling smart enough, perfectionism, and much more. All of these limitations create a sense that we are not good enough, and when we do not feel good enough, life becomes a struggle. Where do these limiting emotions come from? Many of the emotions we feel every day are the same emotions we have felt since early childhood. When a young child is overwhelmed by a negative event, negative emotions can become lodged in our mind and body. Painful emotions from childhood can remain lodged in our cells for many years, waiting for release. Release happens when we are able to finally get what we needed when we first became overwhelmed by the emotion. We may have needed to feel safe, nurtured, loved, forgiven, respected, or understood. According to Candace Pert, our brain produces neuropeptides or molecules of emotions. The neuropeptides tell our body about our emotional state. The cells throughout our body are studded with receptor sites and are waiting to bond with these molecules of emotions. The neuropeptides create physical sensations in our bodies. When someone hurts us, we feel discomfort in the heart area. If we are afraid to speak up for ourselves, we feel a tightness in our throat. When we have too many burdens, we feel a heavy weight pressing down on our shoulders. Candace Pert tells us, the body is the unconscious mind. Our emotions are stored in our unconscious mind, our body. The unconscious is not logical or linear. It speaks to us in metaphors, stories, and images. Hurt becomes a broken heart. Fear of speaking up becomes a huge knot in the throat. Too many burdens become the weight of the world on our shoulders. We can think of these metaphors as emotional poems. We can communicate with this deeper reality in our body. By listening to our unconscious mind, we can acknowledge what our emotions have been trying to tell us. Using metaphors, stories, and images, we can supply exactly what we needed when the emotion became stuck in our cells. It is not enough to say you are safe or you are loved. Our unconscious mind needs to hear the message in its own language. Safety might be represented by a watchdog. Love might be represented by a guardian angel. Whatever you wish for in life will come to you easier and faster if you engage your whole being. Consider a three-pronged approach. Keep using your cognitive and behavioral methods of change. Add emotional release to your plan. By releasing limiting emotions, you become the person you always wanted to be. Releasing emotions from the past can be the key that makes the difference. Are emotions from your past still controlling your life? When we hold on to emotions from childhood, they can continue to affect our lives. If you felt fear as a young child, you may still feel that same fear as an adult. When you try new things or meet new people, you may feel afraid. Perhaps your parents taught you to be afraid by worrying about every little thing. Emotions from the past feel exactly like emotions from the present. Most of us are not able to determine whether an emotion is old or current. This can limit us in many ways. If you are starting a new project and you feel anxious, you assume it is due to the new project. We need to find something in our environment to blame for our anxiety. We are not comfortable with the idea that we are feeling anxiety that has no basis in the present moment. Our rational mind needs an explanation. Emotions from the past are like landmines. They are hidden from us, waiting for something to trigger them. A trigger can be anything that reminds us, at a deep unconscious level, of the original event. This is not a cognitive memory, but a sensory-based or emotional memory. It is usually outside of our conscious awareness. A trigger does not need to be an exact match, just close enough. When something in our current situation is close enough to the past, it creates an emotional response. Our emotions respond much faster than thoughts. We respond to an emotional trigger in less than half a second. How do triggers from the past work? If you were punished for making too much noise, then situations that are close enough to be triggers include public speaking, making cold calls, meeting new people, asking someone out on a date, expressing needs effectively. Whenever you feel that you are attracting too much attention or making too much noise, then discomfort from the past sets in. You will avoid the situation or struggle with performance problems such as suffering through a presentation at work. What are your triggers? Could your triggers be related to childhood? Are you avoiding certain situations because of unpleasant emotions? The only way to know whether an emotion is from the present moment or the past is to investigate the source of the emotion. If you discover that these emotions are not helping you, you can release your limitations from the past. How your emotional information system works. In his book, The Feeling of What Happens, Body and Emotion in the Making of Consciousness, author Antonio Damasio tells us that all emotions use the body as their theater. We need our body in order to experience emotions. When your emotional information system is working, you experience an emotion, you take action, and you release the emotion. If the emotion is fear, you take action by fighting or running away. If you feel angry, you determine the reason for the anger and talk it out. If you are feeling overwhelmed, you stop and take a look at your situation. You may make a list or find someone to help you out. In all of these cases, you are able to take action, and the emotion served its purpose. You were alerted to something that needed your attention. The receptors on your cells are now free to accept new emotional information. What happens when something disrupts this emotional information system? As a young child, if you were not able to take action when you felt a strong emotion, your cells have no opportunity to release the chemical messengers. If you were told that it was not okay to be angry at your mother, and you were not able to express your anger, there was no opportunity for release. If you were teased by an older child, and you said nothing because you were afraid, the emotions remained stuck in your cells. The chemical messengers were not successful. They are still waiting for you to take action so they can release. Your cells are still experiencing your emotions from long ago, even though the event has passed. Your cells are still angry or afraid or sad or worried or any other emotion you are carrying from the past. Your body is waiting for a way to release these emotions. You can learn to communicate with your emotions and find out what they need. Did you need to be nurtured? Did you need to feel safe? Did you need to be understood? Did you need to feel loved? When you can supply that need in the right language, the stuck emotion releases, and you can breathe a sigh of relief. You are free from the past. How to make friends with your emotions. Sometimes it feels like we have no control over our emotions. We want to change our life and our emotions, but we just don't know where to start. We try positive thinking, affirmations, changing our thoughts or our behaviors. We never try communicating directly with our emotions. Our emotions want to communicate with us. We think we can't talk to our emotions because we try talking to them like they are thoughts. We have become so focused on our thoughts that we forget we are much more than our thoughts. Emotions are part of the unconscious mind, and we experience emotions in a totally different way from our thoughts. Your unconscious mind is always communicating with you. It speaks to you every night when you dream, whether you remember the dream or not. Dreams are often strange, yet meaningful. We dream we can speak a foreign language. This might represent the need to communicate in a different way. We dream we can fly. This might represent the need to be free or more creative. Our dreams rarely give us straightforward, rational information. Dreams are only one way of communicating with the unconscious. Art, music, and poetry all communicate through emotions. Poetry can create an emotional response, but we don't realize that emotions can create poetry. Emotions communicate using metaphors, stories, and images. These can be thought of as emotional poems. Long ago, our ancestors knew the value of this poetic communication. They used stories, images, songs, and dance as important parts of tribal ritual. These became the glue that held the tribe together. We don't need to engage in tribal rituals to speak with our emotions. We can open up a two-way conversation with our unconscious by engaging the poetic nature of the unconscious mind. We naturally use metaphors when we want to communicate an emotion. We say, "I'm about to explode," or "I have a warm heart," or "I'm down in the dumps." These are all common emotional poems. These poems express a complex emotional experience with a short phrase. What are emotional poems? Many of us assume that emotions are mysterious and something we just have to live with. We don't understand where they come from or what to do about them. We try changing our thoughts to change our emotions. We try to feel the fear and do it anyway. We try ignoring painful emotions by focusing on the positive. We stuff them. We suppress them. We pretend they don't really bother us, and we disown them. Our culture focuses on teaching people how to label emotions. This is a useful skill when we need to let others know how we are feeling. It helps us understand how we are feeling in comparison to others and helps us know which emotions are acceptable in our family, our workplace, and our community. Once we have labeled the emotion, we usually stop there, thinking this is all we need to know. What if your emotions have a lot more to tell you? The feeling label we give an emotion is just the name of that emotion. It is not the actual experience of the emotion. Our mind senses emotional information and determine which label fits the best. Our body experiences the emotion. Usually, we do not explore this body felt sense to get more information. If we pay attention to the body felt sense, we believe that we are embellishing our emotion with a poetic description. When we talk about emotional poems, there are two kinds. One is the cultural way we express emotions. In America, here are some common examples. Butterflies in my stomach is nervous. A knife through my heart means betrayal. The weight of the world on my shoulders is overwhelmed or stressed. A warm heart is love. Seeing the world through rose-colored glasses is optimism. Boiling over, rage. Tickled pink is happy. In the book, Metaphors We Live By, authors George Lakoff and Mark Johnson give us many examples of how our language is much more metaphorical than we ever knew. Once you start looking for metaphors, you will find them everywhere, especially when someone is talking about emotions or feelings. Our unconscious mind is not logical, and does not communicate with us the same way our thoughts do. The unconscious mind speaks in dreams, intuition, and poetry. Emotional poems speak to us in deep, meaningful ways if we are willing to listen. When we experience a strong emotion, a feeling label such as angry or happy doesn't seem adequate. If we are really happy, we might say, "I'm on top of the world," or "I'm jumping with joy." Feeling labels help us place emotions into categories, but they do not express the strength and qualities of the emotion. When there is a strong emotion, only a poem will do. Begin to listen to the poetry of everyday language. You may need to tune your ears to this new way of listening. Logical, linear language is just the facts, while poetic language is so much more. A poem creates an image in your mind or an emotion in your body. Poems engage your senses. Poems can make you laugh or cry. Poems touch us in deep ways. What kind of personal emotional poems can you expect to find? Your emotional poems are unique to you, unlike feeling labels. Your emotional poems may make sense to you and seem to represent things or experiences from your childhood. These poems could be a long-lost toy or a mother's voice. Other times, emotional poems make less sense or no sense at all. You may find a big, ugly blob of anger, or you may find a strange yellow goo that makes you feel sick and afraid. Spend some time listening and looking for emotional poems. You will find them everywhere, in songs, novels, and even TV dialogue. This awareness will help you when you begin exploring your personal poems. These poems are the key to releasing unwanted emotions. You can reclaim your true emotions. Accurate emotions from the present moment that reflect your true and highest nature are beautiful and inspiring. You may experience golden light, beautiful crystals, diamonds, and other precious substances. These emotional poems feel wonderful in the body and help you become the person you were meant to be. What is the poetry of emotion process? The poetry of emotion process is designed to help you reclaim your true emotions. In the process of growing up, your true emotions get covered up with family beliefs, cultural beliefs, and limiting emotions. These emotions and beliefs do not reflect the real you. Emotions are the key to the life you want. Whether you want a wonderful relationship, a successful career, vibrant health, or an inspiring spiritual life, emotions play an important role. If your emotions are telling you that you are not good enough, or unworthy, or undeserving, you may give up even before you get started. When your emotions tell you that you are a wonderful being who deserves love, happiness, and abundance, the stage is set for a great life. The poetry of emotion process helps you find your authentic self and live the life you dream about. Most of us have a sense there is something missing, but we are unsure exactly what we are missing. We have lost touch with our true emotions and our true self. The poetry of emotion process gives you the tools to reclaim your true self. In the poetry of emotion process, you will be focusing on emotional memories rather than cognitive memories. Emotional memories are different from cognitive memories. They communicate through metaphors, stories, and images. This way of communicating is a lot like having a dream while you are awake. You do not need to remember any cognitive memories in the poetry of emotion process. You can decide when or if you want to remember painful events from your past. I recommend that you wait until the release phase is complete before looking into your cognitive memories. You may be surprised that the need to understand your past and remember is no longer as important. you can release any problem emotion or limiting belief. The Poetry of Emotion process has three steps. Step one is discover your emotional poem. Our cognitive mind identifies emotions using feeling labels. Our unconscious mind thinks in metaphors, stories, and images. To your unconscious mind, a poem is more useful. You may be thinking, I don't know how to discover my emotional poem. It is a lot easier than you think. When you say, my heart is broken, or I have the weight of the world on my shoulders, you are using emotional poems. By exploring the physical sensations in your body, you can uncover your emotional poems. When exploring these sensations, use your five senses. You want to find the location, the size, the shape, the color, the temperature, sound, and any other sensory-based information that seems important to you. Out of this exploration, a poem usually emerges. Brown, rough, and located in the abdomen becomes a rock in my belly. Once you have an emotional poem, determine if there is any other important information. Step 2. Discover a time before you had the emotional poem. Travel back in time to a younger self who did not have the problem emotion. This younger self holds the key to releasing your limiting emotion. The child has the emotions and qualities you need. The child may be happy, playful, and curious. This child feels safe and loved. There is always a time before the limiting poem. Step 3. Release the limiting emotion and reclaim your true emotion. In this step, a story comes into play. This is the story of how the limiting emotion leaves your body and your life for good. You can visualize a helper. This helper can be anything, a loving grandparent, a playful pet, or an angel. The helper represents the qualities you needed when you were a child. When your unconscious mind gets the needed qualities, in the language of the unconscious, the limiting emotion releases. If you needed protection, you may visualize a lion as your helper. If you needed nurturing, you might visualize a loving grandparent or a fuzzy bunny. Ask your helper to transform the limiting emotional poem. An angel could fill a hole in your heart with light and love. A guard dog could remove a rock of fear from your belly. These stories do not need to make sense to your conscious mind. These stories make sense to your unconscious mind in a way that words cannot. Using the Poetry of Emotion process to release a limiting emotion is so natural and easy, you might not even believe that a change has happened. It is a good idea to write down your desired change and check back in a few days or a week to determine if a change occurred. Some people forget that they ever had the limitation. By communicating directly with your unconscious mind, you can find your true emotions. You can become the person you've always known you could be. Your mask, personality, and identity. Did you ever ask yourself, where did I get my personality and identity? At a deep level, most people realize that their personality and identity are based on their history. Have you ever wondered who you would be if your history had been different? The way you feel about the world and the way you feel about yourself creates your emotional personality and identity. These emotions have been with us so long that we don't realize that we could feel any other way or that we have a choice. If your personality tells you the world is a scary place, then you can't imagine a safe world. If your identity tells you are not good enough, then the idea that you are a gift to the world is unbelievable. You are a gift to the world. There is no one like you. If you are thinking, I can't be a gift to anybody, then you are listening to your limiting beliefs and emotions, not your true self. How do you recover your authentic self? Your authentic self is still there. It has been buried beneath your history. Your emotional personality determines how you relate to the world. In the background of your mind, you have a question or a statement that helps you make sense of the world. Most people have a question. Some examples include, do you like me? Am I valued? Do you respect me? What is there to be afraid of? What do I need to do next? How's everything going to be okay? Some common statements include, there is never enough. I'm not okay. No one values me. Or life is good. If your personality is based on a life-affirming question or statement, then you will experience life as happy and joyful. Recovering your authentic personality is not just a matter of substituting a better question. You need to release the personality that is based on your history and discover your true self. Discovering your mask personality is easy. You list the emotions you feel each day. When taken together, these emotions describe a question or statement that is your mask. You can then use the poetry of emotion process to release this unwanted personality and recover your authentic self. Your mask identity describes how you feel about yourself and is based on your history, not your true self. One easy way to discover your mask identity is to explore your personal pronouns. They are I, me, myself, and so on. When you say I, either out loud or in your self-talk, do you feel confident or shy or nervous? There is an emotion connected to every word we say, and this emotion becomes even more important when we use words that refer to ourselves. Your feelings about yourself can be positive, negative, or mixed. Mixed feelings can create confusion and an inability to move forward in life. Once you discover your mask identities, you can use the poetry of emotion process to release unwanted emotions and recover your true self. If your personality and identity are based on your history, you cannot be your authentic self, the you that you hope and wish you could be. Reclaiming your true self can change every area of your life. Can disowned emotions make you sick? What your body is telling you. Our emotions and our body are not separate. If you want to be in more control of your health, exploring the mind-body connection can open up new possibilities for health and well-being. You can become an active participant in regaining or maintaining your health. Candace Pert, who wrote The Molecules of Emotion, The Science of Mind-Body Medicine, has been researching the mind-body connection. Pert concluded that emotions, in the form of chemical messengers, are the way that the mind and body communicate. The brain produces neuropeptides, or molecules of emotion, and virtually every cell in the body is studied with tiny receptor sites ready to receive this information. The cells jump into action based on the type of emotional information they receive. Our body expresses each emotion in a unique way. The following examples are from Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul, How to Create a New You by Deepak Chopra. Our body reacts to fear with a tight stomach, blood rushing from our head, tense muscles, feeling faint or dizzy, and a tightness in the chest. Our body reacts to guilt by becoming restless, wanting desperately to escape, feeling suffocated, a tight chest, and a pressure in the heart. Our body reacts to shame with a warm feeling, flushed cheeks, a sense of numbness that feels cold and empty inside, feeling small and wanting to disappear. This unique expression is orchestrated by the molecules of emotion. Most of us do not want to experience painful emotions, and we try to feel better by stuffing, ignoring, suppressing, or disowning them. Even though we no longer consciously remember the painful emotion, our cells continue to experience the pain and react at a cellular level. Our cells have no way of knowing that we have disowned the emotion, and they continue to act as if we were still feeling the pain. Most people are aware that stress and stressful events can affect our health. Stressful events such as the death of a spouse, job loss, or even taking a vacation have been found to correlate with health issues. Our body never forgets. Almost every culture, except our own, recognizes the important role played by emotional release in healing. Candace Pert believes that emotions can be seen as the key to the understanding of disease. The unresolved and disowned emotions that we hold show up as disturbances in our physical health. Candace Pert tells us that the emotions are a key element in self-care because they allow us to enter the body-mind conversation. By getting in touch with our emotions, we gain natural access to the healing wisdom that is everyone's biological right. When we experience all of our emotions and act on them in healthy ways, the molecules of emotion are able to flow freely throughout our body. The result is health and happiness. This is our natural state. How can we enter this conversation with our emotions and our body if it is taking place at the cellular level? We know from biofeedback that everyone has the ability to regulate biological processes that in the past we thought were outside of our control. These processes include pain, heart rate, blood circulation, and muscle tension. By learning the poetry of emotion process, you can enter this conversation. You can listen to your body, and you can help your body release this backlog of unwanted and disowned emotions. By focusing on the areas of your body that are experiencing disease or illness, you can become aware of subtle sensations. These subtle sensations are your cells reacting to stuck emotions. Once you bring these disowned emotions into your conscious awareness, you can begin the release process. Your body wants to communicate with you and release these disowned emotions. When you release them, you feel a shift in your body. It is like a sigh of relief. The body can relax and return to its natural state. When you use the poetry of emotion process, you bypass all of the resistance in your conscious mind. You do not need to remember any unpleasant memories from your childhood. The poetry of emotion process is gentle and safe. Thank you for joining me today. I would love to hear from you. Comment on one of my blog posts or drop me an email. And remember, you can become the person you have always wanted to be.